Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, at BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to After Hours. I'm JT, and we've got Stephen Thibodeau from Perfect Draft Blowers with us down from Texas Way today. And this is the part of the show where our guests can always say exactly what they think without getting in trouble from the FCC, or actually not getting me in trouble with the FCC. So how's that? Because this only goes... Okay. Goes out on the web. So, Stephen, thanks for sticking around with us. There's a couple of questions. You owned a restaurant at one time. What was the worst thing you ever thought about owning your own restaurant? I owned one once for a very short period of time, and you couldn't give me one today. But what was the worst thing for you about owning one?
You know what? The absolute worst thing was having consistent employees. Having consistent help, and that the turnover rate was horrendous, and that is the absolute worst thing. Yep.
It's pretty tough. It is pretty tough.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah. You know, and it amazes me when I look at Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Houston Rockets and all the Landry restaurant chain.
Right.
That man is phenomenal. He's brilliant to be able to create an empire of top-notch restaurants and have them consistent across the board in the food, the way they prep it, prepare it, serve it. It's amazing. I had one, and I just, you know, to be able to replicate something like that and keep it on a top-notch level is amazing.
That is tough. That is very tough.
Right.
So Stephen, here comes some fun ones here for you. Would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed?
Woo, I'm corn-fed.
Yeah, buddy. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
You ever cook in a thunderstorm, and you have a lot of those in the Houston area, in your underwear?
Never. Never cooked in the thunderstorm in my underwear, but I have. Exit out of my bedroom in my underwear late at night under the moonlight and jumped in a pool.
Well, there you go. That counts. That counts.
Okay.
All right, that counts. Boxers or briefs, man?
Well, you know what? Brief boxers. They have brief boxers now. They look like boxers, but they're fitted. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of those babies. So, just some of the older guys that I get on the show, they're like, "What?" I said, like, "No, you know, you got it." Ford or Chevy?
Ooh, I'm a lifetime Ford. I'm gonna stick with Ford, man. I'm born and raised with Ford.
There you go. Yeah. Me too.
Yep.
What do you think in barbecue in general and in cooking in general, especially cooking with stick wood? What's the hardest thing to learn?
The hardest thing to learn with cooking with wood on like a stick burner is you don't open the lid. Once you get your fire going, you keep your lid closed, you control the temperature, and you learn the amount of time it takes to cook a certain item or meat. That's the hardest, by time, cooking by time.
That is tough. That is kind of tough. You ever smoked an armadillo?
I've actually smoked one with my shotgun in the backyard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, did you prop him up on his ass and then put a Lone Star bottle in his hands, wrapped his little hands around?
Absolutely.
Attaboy. I know you're from Texas if you're doing that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't play.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, if you've not been around an area, it's kind of like kangaroos in Australia. You know, the folks that live there, just think of them as vermin. They're not these cute little hoppy things with a little pouch and a baby joy. They're like 6-foot-tall rats, you know.
Wow. Wow.
So, and the armadillos, you know, they're just like a bowling ball with legs at times. So
that's it. And they're annoying.
They are annoying. That noise they make when they walk across the pavement, you know, that scritch with their claws, unless it's really hot in the summertime. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is.
What's the toughest thing you ever cooked?
The toughest thing I've ever cooked was a whole pig.
Yeah?
Because of the amount of time, the whole process, and getting it absolutely tender and have enough flavor on it. I mean, you know, kind of bury that thing in the ground and set your coals. And we did it the old school way, and that's tough. That's tough. It's a long process. Yeah.
Well, I've had some tough ones like that, and you know, they work out one way or another. That's the only thing I can.
It does.
Say.
So and it's fun. At the end of the day, you know, you have drinks, good company, and after you've had 3 or 4 glasses of whiskey and you had a nice cigar, man, it works out. It works out.
There you go. Now, if I made you supreme ruler of barbecue for a week. Mm-hmm. You're the boss. Stephen Thibodeau is the boss of barbecue all over the world. What would you decree? What would you say? This is the way it's got to be, and that's final.
Man, I would hate to get anyone upset, like with wet rubs, Kansas City, but when I'm cooking my ribs, when I have ribs, do not put sauce all over my ribs. Let me dip it in the sauce, but dry rub on the ribs. Dry. Don't give me a wet rib. Dry rub because I want to taste the flavor of the meat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I would do that too. That would be one of my declarations, man. I love sauces. I mean, and I love to.
I do too.
I love to try sauces, but you know, quick story, we had, New Year's or something. I was going to do a couple racks of ribs. I had a couple racks at my house, and some friends were coming over, and I said, well, stop by and pick up a couple more. And my friend's wife does not cook. I mean, I'll tell you how bad it is. I got her a Jell-O cookbook when they first got married for Christmas because.
Whoa.
Okay. Does that tell you anything? And, so she called me from the store, and I said, well, you know, you want to get those extra meaty, you know, and she goes, well, I have them here, but long story short, she showed up with some that were already pre-sauced in the package. So,
you know,
they've been boiled, and they've got sauce in the bag, and I wouldn't use them.
Oh,
so
my.
I hurt her feelings,
no way.
But, you know, what the hell? It was.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to top your story about the wife that doesn't cook, but I've got to tell you this.
Go ahead.
A friend of mine. His wife, she doesn't cook. So what he did for her birthday, he bought her a birthday gift, and so she wouldn't find the birthday gift, he put it in the oven. He hid her birthday gift in the oven. He knew she would never find it there, and she didn't. He said she looked all over the house. Where did you hide the birthday gift? And he said, I put it in the one place you would never look. And he opened the oven door.
Ah, that's perfect, man. That is absolutely perfect. I used to hide my scotch in there when I was first started living by myself, and friends would come over, you know, and when you're in your 20s, hell, they'll drink all your booze. So I would put the bottles in the oven, and nobody would ever look in the oven. So
Never.
Stephen, it's been great. Tell everybody again how they can find your products.
You can find our product on Amazon.com, on eBay, on Stephen Reichlin's website, thebarbecuebible.com, and at our website at theperfectdraft.com or thebarbecueblower.com.
You're everywhere, yes, man.
Not everywhere, JT, but one day I will be everywhere.
There you go. I like the attitude and the desire. I really do. It's all good.
Yeah.
Stephen, thanks for being on with us, and thanks for sticking around for After Hours. And, folks, that's going to wrap us up this week, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation and After Hours. Until then, go out and cook something, would you?